Hello, Audioboo Land. Welcome to another episode of Bubby's Crazy Kitchen, License to Spill. Tonight we're making rissoles, and this is a favourite. My mum has made these for years, and they're really versatile because you can do a lot with them. You can also use the same recipe to make a meatloaf. You know, you just shape, instead of making rissoles, you just shape it into a loaf kind of shape and put it in the oven. So it's very versatile that way. And you can change it up a bit. You know, you can add what you like. You can add the seasonings you like and things like that. And it's fairly easy. Now, there are no measurements. So after a while you kind of get to know the consistency you like. So let's get started. You will need an egg or two, depending on the size of your eggs and how much meat you have. You'll need some mince, minced beef. You can use pork and veal or pork and beef. You know, feel free to experiment. An onion. And you want to dice that up really finely. Some garlic or some garlic powder or garlic paste or minced garlic. You don't want it cooked. And let me see. And some breadcrumbs and a bit of milk. I'm just booing. I'm just booing. How to make rissoles. Ask for some dice. And some herbs. So we need eggs, mince, onion, breadcrumbs, and herbs, and that's about it. And you combine all that, and you either make it into a meatloaf shape, or you can form them into patties, and you fry them. Now, another thing my mum does is she will sometimes fry them and then make like a spaghetti sauce kind of thing and put it over the top and have them that way. So, they're very versatile. There's a lot you can do with them. You can make them smaller, make them into meatballs and have them with spaghetti. Lots of things that you can do with rissoles. So I'll just quickly recap. So you take your eggs and a bit of milk and you beat them. And once they're all nice and whipped into shape, you add your mince and your herbs. Oh, and a bit of beef or chicken stock is nice in this too. And then your breadcrumbs. And you want them not really dry, but not real sloppy either. You want them so that you can make them into the shape you want, either a meatloaf or rissoles or meatballs. And you also want to dice your onion up in there too before you form them into anything. And then, basically you form them into patties and you fry them. So here's a quick and easy recipe for you. Let me know how it turns out. I'd love to find out. Experiment. You know, use some herbs, use a bit of curry powder, a little bit of mustard, a little bit of your favourite sauce even. Feel free to experiment with the flavours. And, really, the sky's the limit. So, There you go. There's my homemade rissole meatloaf / meatball recipe. Hope you enjoy.